Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60% to 40% amid a high voter turnout.
Il no ha vinto in modo straordinariamente.
Mr. Renzi said the no vote won in a very convincing manner. The Eurozone's third largest economy may be heading for yet another election year, which could see the anti-Euro party five-star movement take power. The referendum's defeat also raises the specter of a financial crisis within the country's debt-laden banking system. Austria's anti-immigrant candidate Norbert Hofer has failed to become the country's first far-right leader since World War II, in an election seen as a test for the strength of the populist movements in Europe. Hofer, who campaigned on an anti-establishment, anti-immigrant, anti-EU platform, conceded defeat to his environmentalist opponents, Alexander Van der Bellen, who ran as an independent. Ghana's new Patriotic Party candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo, is hoping to become the new president on December the 7th. He contested the results in the 2012 election, alleging electoral fraud, but ultimately accepted a ruling upholding John Mahama's presidency. Many took to the streets of the capital, Accra, demanding an end to corrupt politics. This woman is an Akufo-Addo supporter.
Everything, I don't have money, so I need for change.
Addo Akufo is hoping that the backing of the voters will be his because of their frustrations. This is VOA News. Remarks by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry are being quickly interpreted by the Israeli media as harsh criticism and undiplomatic. Before a predominantly pro-Israeli audience in Washington, Kerry warned that the Jewish state is in a bad place because of the government's policies toward the Palestinians, especially authorizing Israeli settlements in locations where local residents are predominantly Palestinians.
If you have a whole bunch of people who are specifically, strategically locating outposts and settlements in areas that make it impossible to have a contiguous Palestinian state, they're doing it for the specific purpose of not having a peace.
Despite strained relations between the U.S. and Israel, two governments recently finalized a package that sends $38 billion of military aid to Israel. Fired a luxury hotel in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi has killed 11 today. It erupted at the Regent Plaza Hotel's ground floor kitchen. Karachi Mayor Wasim Akhtar said the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. Death toll from a fire that gutted a warehouse in the U.S. city of Oakland, California has now reached 33, that number expected to go higher. Late Friday, the blaze ripped through the cluttered warehouse that was mostly artist studios. According to officials, the building was home to about 50 people who lived in artist enclaves. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has warned American businesses if they move their operations overseas, they will face a 35% tax on any product they try to sell in the United States. Meantime, Donald Trump's team is downplaying the significance of his telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan, with which the United States has had no formal diplomatic ties since 1979, in deference to China. Remains of the former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba on Sunday after 9 days of nationally mandated mourning. Castro, a polarizing leader who was celebrated by many Cubans as a champion of the poor and harshly criticized by others as a tyrant who wrecked the country's economy and violated human rights, died November 25th at the age of 90 after years of declining health. As people at a Saturday rally chanted "I am Fidel" in Spanish, Cuban President Raúl Castro told those gathered that the government will honor Fidel's wishes that no monuments or public venues be named after him. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.